views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And today is July the 20th, 2017. My man Gary Collins, call me when you get a chance. Haven't heard from you in a little bit. Worried about you. All right, so sorry about that. I had to just put that out because I haven't heard from my dudes yet. I haven't heard from my homeboy. Don't like that. So, everyone, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Just want to thank you all for listening to us and greatly, greatly appreciate that you are doing that. And before we get started in today's show, there were two days that we didn't do what was in the news. So I'm going to try to catch up on some of that and get into the show. There's a lot that's there. So try to catch up. Excuse me, everyone. Try to catch up to get you up to date on some stuff that was in the news. And once you fall behind on this stuff, you can almost forget about it. Some really good stuff. So we're going to jump into that. Listen, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Go to the website, hit the donation prompt, and go through it and actually support the network. Very important that we grow. Also, you can support the network by going to BTR Community, which is the social media network that Black Talk Radio Network has put together for your social media activity and engagement, and is a $24 a year. And this way it is a way that will not adversely affect you. Your identity won't be stolen, sold, and you won't be adversely affected by what you post as it being discoverable. Anyone and everyone can see what it is. So it's a membership, $24 a year, be a part of it, and you can do everything that you do everywhere else, but on a more holistic and better way, and it was created for you. Also, if you'd like to acquire real precious metals, real money, even though we're paid as a slave, you could save as a lady and a gentleman, or as a king and a queen, by way of engaging in the great creator's form of money, that being the precious metals. You could go to Prosperity Mint and do that. Posted inside of BTR Community for the Tando Radio Show page. Do that there. And make sure when you do that, you're ready to purchase. Check out what's in inventory. Then email info@prosperitymint.com so someone can assist you and explain the overall buying process. Also, the GoFundMe campaign for my man Will Emmanuel is right there. It's GoFundMe at, excuse me, let me pull this up real quick. GoFundMe.com/SamUnionYankee5P-3500, and this is to get some cash so this family can acquire some of the things that Will Emmanuel will need coming off of germ cell cancer chemotherapy. So very, very important that we do that. All right, so let me what am I forgetting? Oh, TradeCoin Club. If you'd like to engage in us with our cryptocurrency, you could do that with rcryptocurrency.com, and that will lead you into where you could trade the cryptocurrencies with us. I anticipate the cryptocurrencies, depending on what happens at the end of July with the how Bitcoin splits or forks, was known as forking, as Ethereum did, with becoming Ethereum and Ethereum Classic. A lot of movement is going to be there. Hopefully you all are getting, those of you that are in trading with us on the TradeCoin platform, are solidifying your accounts, because as the cryptos, and they've already started back up, as they go back up, if you haven't done it, you're going to be so far behind and you may miss out on some things. So hopefully you were diligent enough to put time in to do what we had had some of the tasks that we had said would be in your best interest. Still do them no matter where you are, but you may not be able to engage into. For those of you that have, get ready for the ride. It's about to take off, and there's a lot of different things that's going to be going on, in my opinion, with that. And we will definitely have a, for all of you that are in with us, we'll have a our weekly call on Mondays after Tando Radio Show, okay? So very, very important. You can do that with ourcryptocurrency.com, ourcryptocurrency.com. Once you sign up, I will send you some information how to set up your account, and then give you some other information as well. Very, very important. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news, talking fast here because there's a lot to catch up. From this is from yesterday. Rise posted this one from Vogue. Let's not joke about R. Kelly for another 20 more years. So check out that article. Check out that next article from the Rise sent from The Verge. Electronics that belong to people flying into the U.S. will get closer scrutiny starting today. Check out that article as well. Next article, Rise posts from AP News. New Jersey Transit waives disciplinary actions over canceled trains. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this from Cerebrally Naive Network Watchdog Group. Defense programs gave military equipment to fictitious agencies. Yep. And that has a lot to do with what's going on in the world. You'll see that playback out. Next article, Rise posted this from Nothing But Crooks News, NBC. Why did this North Korean defector in haunting video return to North Korea? Check out that article. Next one, Rise posted this from Engadget's scientists suck CO2 out of the atmosphere or face the consequences. Check out that article. Next article, I posted this one. I posted this one from the Anti-Media. U.S. military U.S. military establishment study. The American empire is collapsing. So check out that, and then we'll probably do something about that. Very, very important, because they give you heads up about everything. Next article, I got this one. It was from yesterday. This was from downdetection.com. Bank of America down. Check your current status. Bank of America ATMs and accounts online and everything went down for 8 hours yesterday, and we posted it, but we didn't get to talk to you about it because we didn't do what's in the news. So check out that. Next article, I posted this one from the Anti-War. How to sustain perpetual wars. It's easy. You hide the bodies. And this comes from antiwar.com. Check out that article. Really good one. Next one from Press TV. China urges Indian troops to pull out from disputed area. And most people don't know that India and China are arch enemies. They actually shoot at each other on their borders. And they are, both of them are a critical part of the infrastructure of the BRIC nations, which this goes to show that big business has a way of making enemies friendly. And that's going to play out in the future, how it's going to play out. We talk about it from time to time. We'll catch up on that. Very important. Next article, this one, I posted this one from Strategic Culture. Americans, and this was a poll, Americans' massive disapproval of both parties. Should have happened a long time ago. Next article, I got this one from the South China Morning Post. And my commentary on this was a super smart move. And this article is that China's Silicon Valley migrants labors. No degree, no problem. And with this China Silicon Valley to migrant laborers, you have no degree, no problem. And this is extremely, extremely smart, because then now you do hire some of the best talented to people And, you know, by doing this is super, super, super smart. This is one of the ways that China, you'll see in the future, will be the superpower economically and geopolitically. And I tell you why that's such a smart deal, because they're inclusive of people. There is no class. Well, they have it, but this is an establishment to see where you put the best talent forward. And the best talent forward does not always mean that it is groomed the way that the system wants to groom it. It grooms it itself, and it happens in so many ways. So check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from naturalnews.com. Extra virgin oil may hold the keys to preventing Alzheimer's disease. Exciting new discovery. It would not go down for me. Okay, so check out that article. Next one, let me move this down, from Press TV. China rips U.S. bill over Taiwan military ties, because they're funding Taiwan. This is going to cause major problems. This is how war starts. Next article from Reuters. This one comes from Reuters, and I said, this is how... Okay, this is how you cause a violent or create a cause a violent response, or you create one. Same thing was done during World War II during Japan. This is how you cause a violent response. And this one was, had to pull it up. I was talking, trying to get it up. I posted this one from Reuters. North Korea fuel prices surge after China cuts oil sales. So you go ahead and try to starve them out. That causes major, major, major problems. But it's a tactic that's been used for a very long time. So next article, this one comes from Natural Society. Studies of 700,000 people in 46 countries shows how lazy America is. Check out that article. Really good article. Check out that, and very, very true. Next article, I posted this one from, this is Mishtalk. Another reason men don't work, imaginary world, more enjoyable than the real one. So check out that article as well. And those were some of the articles from yesterday. I'm going to jump into today. Ryaz posted this from The Guardian. All hell breaks loose as the tundra thaws in Siberia. Check out that article. Next article, Ryaz posted this one from Health Planet 365. Top 10 benefits of pomegranates. Check out that article. Next article, from the Healthline, Ryaz posted, artificial sweeteners may actually cause you to gain weight. Check out that article. Next article is, Ryaz posted this from the Vox. The COB found huge problems with the Republican healthcare budget. Yes, this is going to be major, major issues, and I think it is all intentional. And I'm going to just let me just say this real quick about what you're seeing with the celebrity figurehead Donald Trump. This is what the system absolutely wanted, because what you're going to see is the purge, and this is when this individual was actually there for the bankruptcy and to have an excuse to why you can't have outsiders all of a sudden come into political light and have a prominent position. They're going to show the general population, see, you need us. We don't need you, because they're going to cause, and this is going to be the first perfect segue for economic problems and overall further dismantling of the U.S. hegemony globally. And how is it all going to come? And I do believe that this celebrity figurehead administration won't last very long. I wouldn't be surprised if he seeks asylum in Russia or some other places, because this is all the setup. And then in doing that, it will leave some major, major problems that they'll say was caused by it, but this was the intention the whole time. Everything is playing out exactly to what they want to do. It's the perfect, perfect fall guy for everything, because he's not so-called one of them. And what they'll say later on is, see, this is what happens when you have someone that is,
an outsider.
Narcissistic. Yeah, an outsider that's narcissistic in the corporate world. Thank you, Scotty. That's an outsider trying to come in and do things, and just all hell breaks loose. And this is why you need the overall system and the political system where it is. And this is, I mean, this is just the perfect play to everything, and is really going to start to unfold once they start getting into the finances of everything. That's going to be the part that pulls the plug, and is going to pull the plug on the common person's economy here in the States. So check that out. Next article.
Hey, Dave,
Rise posted this one from Forbes.
On.
Thanks, Scotty.
Hey, I wanted to comment man, because I've been watching.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I was like reading some of his commentary on the investigation. And let me just say for the record that my research shows that the Russians did not hack any kind of electronic voting machines and change the votes. Okay. Whether or not they met with members of the Trump team to get them some damaging information on Hillary Clinton, I would say that's possible. But it's enough stuff already out there about damaging about her that you wouldn't need the Russians to give you anything, you know? So, but just reading his statements on what's going on, I'm like, this is a dumb man. This man is really, really dumb. He don't know when to shut up, but narcissists don't know when to shut up. They just talk. And he is exposing a lot of corruption. And I don't mean that he means to expose corruption. Is that his corruption and how they do business. And I don't buy that he's an outsider. This man gets to both sides of the aisle. You know what I'm saying? He greases the palms.
Right, Scotty. Good point. Right.
Yeah. He greases the palms of those politicians to make things work the way he wants them to work or to benefit him. So I wouldn't necessarily say he's an outsider. I would just say he isn't an experienced politician, something like that. You know, but this man is dumb, man. He really is dumb. You know, now he probably is very smart in the area of real estate or certain areas like that, being that, you know, he's been in it so long. You don't be in something so long and not learn nothing about it unless, you know, you just getting a free ride and somebody else doing all the work. But just his commentary, man, he don't know when to shut up. And so I don't know if that's arrogance or if that's just, he just really don't understand. He just dumb. I don't know what it is, Dave.
I think it's all intent. No, it's a great point, Scott. And I think he's the perfect fallback. And we talked about this when the selection campaigns were going on. And yeah, this is all contrived because the system is giving you this. Very true. He's not an outsider, Scotty. Great, great point. And so this is all coming together. So, and it's going to come together for what the system needs. It needs an empire to fall so it can rise anew, can have another one to come to into fruition with some validity so that they can maintain the overall control and subjugation of everyone. So very, very important. Well said, Scotty. Next article. We're going to have you up. Next article, Rise posted from The Verge. Feds have shut down two major dark web marketplaces. Yep, it was done today. Another good article, Rise posted. This is the next stage of the AI invasion. MIT new study uses AI to look at food and tell you the recipes. Check out that article. Next one, Rise posted this one. We'll hurry up here. Just got to get into this show. U.S. authorities have seized the dark net. So check out that. Next one, Rise posted this one from Barron's. Would U.S. ban or sanction Venezuela oil? Check out that article. Then I posted this one real quickly. This is from Nothing But Criminals News from the FEMA region number 6 in Dallas, Fort Worth. Rodents fall from ceilings of Dallas Chipotle customers. And I posted it there. Now, I posted this for a reason. This is so important. You remember when we talked about net neutral, some of the things that I think that we should be doing. We really want to reposition and have sovereignty and self-determination. One thing is you got to stop participating in the overall system. And one of the things that you do what's happening is Chipotle is being targeted, completely targeted. This is why they're having all of this Salmonella, Nora, and then all of a sudden this is an asymmetrical approach to sabotage and get rid of your competition. and to get rid of, because Chipotle doesn't want to play by the pharmaceutical rules. So what do? They, this is, you can learn from this stuff. Remember when we talked about, you start down and talking down about people's stock, you stop giving energy to it, you stop doing it, they can't survive. Chipotle will not be able to withstand all of these attacks.
Can you explain, Dave, what you mean?
This is asymmetrical warfare at its best. This is intentional. And we don't know that because we too busy doing other stuff that I can't say on this air and want to kumbaya on stuff, and that don't work. And this is why we stay right where we are. But for those of you that understand that and really want to move in the direction where you be self-determined and all, you will make necessary moves to protect yourself and your family. And, man, you'll never go wrong doing that. Then you can be sovereign and independent. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, what do you mean they won't play by the pharmaceutical rules?
Chipotle?
Yes.
Well, Chipotle... What they won't want to do is they didn't want to give in to Monsanto's and the GMO foods.
Okay, I understand.
And their stock is huge. It was huge. Their stock at one time was, from what I remember, was over $535. And Chipotle is a major, major, major player. Now, you know, it may be new to the United States, but Chipotle is not new at all. And one of the things that they didn't want to go along with it, and their overall marketplace and their overall margins in the marketplace was huge. And when they didn't want to go along with it, they got asymmetrically attacked. This is some of the things that do work that need to be practiced by us in the other way. So that was up with them, Scotty. So this is no coincidence at all. Just imagine if you had mice and rats in like this, you wouldn't go. This is intentionally being done. This is how you destroy. This is how you destroy. There are some things that we should be learning, and by non-participating in things, you totally destroy the system. So check out that next article. Roz posted this from Ancient Origins. Let me move this. Wait. Oh, man, come on. A recital plant. What were the many uses of cannabis in ancient Egypt? Check out that one. My daggone is jumping all over the place. Hopefully I don't have to. All right. There it goes. Okay, next article. We're going to go. This one comes from, I posted this one from Business Insider. China pulled off a profound feat of teleporting that may help it to dominate the way of the world, the way the world works. China has pulled off a profound feat of teleportation that may help it dominate the way the world works. So check out that one. And going to next article, I got this from Sputnik News. The CIA mind control project MK Ultra docs released for the first time. Check out that. Because they put a lot of people under mind control. Next article, pretty much everyone in so many different ways. You see what their tactics are. Next article, I got this from Acting Man. The dangerous season begins now. Check out that. Next article, breaking news, U.S. Supreme Court rules the latest challenges of the travel ban allows celebrity figurehead Donald Trump's travel ban to temporarily go into effect. Next one, Roz posted this from DW.com. I got nothing to do with that one. Arctic ice shelf, new rifts detected. Check out that. Next article, I got this from Active Post. Courts rules that employees cannot be fired for medical marijuana use. Check out that article. Next one from Corporate Nothing But Criminals. CNBC News, foreigners snap up record numbers of U.S. homes. Very, very important is reading the tea leaves, ladies and gentlemen. The setup is there. Next one, got this one from The Guardian. Deutsche Bank expects subpoena over Trump's Russian investigation. This is where it's going to turn so nasty. The whole thing is, this is the whole setup. They're going to get into financial stuff. And what is celebrity figurehead? They better not get into my finances, like you said, Scotty. What? It, but see, this is why they chose him, because he prevents the perfect fall guy, and for what they really need. Next article, Ross posted this one, but I can't. This comes from USA Today. African robot team disappears after U.S. competition. African robotic team disappears after U.S. competition. So check out that article. It's a good one. Next one, I posted this from Reuters. Republicans meet late night as Trump demands new health care plan. They couldn't do it. This is always going to spring into the debt ceiling, and everything else, in my opinion, is going to be a mess. So that's what's in the news. And so we want to jump into today's show. Today's show, we're going to have with us Brother Bragg. And today's show, the 20th, excuse me one second. What is really yours that we gave away, and it is everything. And what I mean by what it is that we gave away, I wasn't speaking directly to you or to us from the past standpoint, but us in the general terms and continuance. What was given away? We really gave away everything. And that means if we gave away everything, we can reacquire everything. And that's so important. We're going to do that with Brother Braggs, and we're going to be talking about ancient Egypt being right here. And I won't say ancient Egypt. I will put it this way. The indigenous people have always been right here, that being you. That being the bloodline of yours. Not every person of color or every black person or every melaninated person has come from Africa. Because actually, the actual how that really works, the tar sphere is the whole living planet itself. Is what man does is that man, in order to divide people, you have to create borders. Because what does borders project? Walls. What do walls project? Captivity. The whole world has always been connected to what we commonly refer to Africa, which is not its original names, and it will change throughout time. But the thing is that the whole border issue is one of the tools that the system uses to control. And what we're going to look at is some of the indigenous attributes right here in the United States, the so-called border or the prison. I'm going to start saying the prison of Africa, the prison of the United States, the prison of China, the prison of Russia, because all of these countries are nothing but borders with walls that are prison for all of the human species that's there. That's the way I will refer it. And when we look at it that way, we can start to get some more holistic truth, closer to some holistic truth. I don't care where the truth leads. I just want to be in line with it. Don't care where it devolves. Don't care. Not really particular about fantasy. Not too particular about emotional things. More interested and grounded and want to be anchored to the principle of things. Very, very important, you know, and I think is something that we should. So we're going to jump into that portion of the show. And what we're going to do, I'm going to be traveling, so I want to play this one video, and then my man Brother Braggs and I are going to talk about this with you all. If you would like to, okay, Scotty, got you. If you'd like to get in on the conversation today, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. I won't see you in queue today. I will hear you. We'll need to hear you. So just sound off and say, excuse me, we're going to jump into it. So I'm going to jump into this. And then my man, Brother Braggs, Brother Bragg is there. We'll be coming on, and we're going to be talking about this. There's an article I would like to read. I'm going to read it in part two because that way I won't be traveling. I would want to just read this with you. But I want to discuss this with you all on your thoughts, give our thoughts, and then, more importantly, start giving our energy to things that actually build what it is that you want. You know, every person is individually unique. One person wants to go in A direction. Another person wants to go in B direction. The two splits of the direction doesn't mean that one is going in the right direction and one and another is going in the wrong. So very, very important that we do. So let me set this up. Uh-oh. And okay, good to go. One sec, let me set this up, and then I'm going to start this, and then we'll get into today's show. I will be traveling, so if when you call in, give us a call, 866. If you call in, 866-510-9025. Hit star, just say, excuse me. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Well, because I won't be able to do it. Very, very important. And we'll talk about why this is so relevant. It's so relevant because everything has always been yours and we've given it up and we don't have to maintain that. So, so important. So let me just get this all queued up. And we will start in today's show. One more time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation after we finish the video and during the portion that we're speaking about this, give us a call. This video is not long at all. And hopefully we'll get this thing going. One thing that I don't like about where we are, as you hear me all say, the doggone speed of the internet is like just being dial up by a nose. So, okay, so let me just fix this and then we'll get into today's show. Now, while I'm doing that, think of it's to me, I love because, you know, when you're a child, it's so beautiful because you know things are not true the way that you've been told or the way that they project themselves or the way in which we engage our everyday rituals and practices, our religious practices. And I'm not talking religion from this standpoint. I'm just talking about the ritual practice of that is not in our best interest. And then at some point we do it long enough until we accept it. And then when we accept that, we accept our own demise and we accept our own disfranchisement. And in doing that, that's the direction we choose to go in. And then so we get the overall course layout from that. So got it all queued up. And then I just want you to hear some of this. It's like 13 minutes long, and then we're going to come back with Brother Braggs, and we're going to talk about it, give some input. And before I say this, this all meshes with, and one of the things I wanted to bring to your attention was about the great empire that Queen Khalifa was engaged in. It wasn't just here in what we call the prison of the United States. It was, you know, as far north as, you know, as, you know, as in Alaska to as far down south into South America and in this whole region, and as far east as China and that area and so forth and so on. And so very, very important. So this all ties and meshes together. So here we go. Let me just set this up and we'll get this playing. Here we go.
Ancient Egyptian statues in America found in the Grand Canyon. According to the Grand Canyon findings, there are ancient statues that resemble the ancient pharaohs of Egypt from around 2500 BC from Kemet, Egypt. The front page of an article from April 5th, 1909, edition of the Arizona Gazette, retell the discovery of a series of bizarre caves and artifacts in the Marble Canyon region of the Grand Canyon. The report claimed that two Smithsonian-funded archaeologists, Professor S. A. Jordan and G. E. Kincaid, are responsible for the find, and this is what the article reported. Discoveries which almost conclusively prove that the race which inhabited this mysterious cavern, hewn in solid rock by human hands, was of Oriental origin, possibly from Egypt, tracking back to Ramesses. If their theories are borne out by the translation of the tablets engraved with hieroglyphs, the mystery of the prehistoric people of North America, their ancient arts, who they were, and whence they came will be solved. Egypt and the Nile and Arizona and the Colorado will be linked by a historical chain running back to ages which staggers the wildest fantasy of the fictionist. Later in the article, a cross-legged idol resembling Buddha is described along with a large tomb filled with mummified humans, a veritable mashup of Egyptian and East Asian cultures. A dangerous region to explore. Well, this is a national park, so people are not allowed to go into these areas of sphinxes and ancient pyramids. Although this remote area of the Grand Canyon makes for perilous traveling, expeditions by private collectors and academics went forward. The site of Kincaid's discovery was roughly 42 miles away from El Tovar Crystal Canyon, and the Arizona Gazette article noted that the cave's cavern's entrance was 1,500 feet down a sheer cliff. This is not the easiest terrain to cover, but it's topography that could be overcome today. Conspiracy theorist John Rhodes claims to know the exact location of the caverns. The site is guarded today by a lone soldier carrying an M16, and that the caverns are a museum for civilization's shadowy elites. To make things even more bizarre, David Icke connects Kincaid's Grand Canyon discovery with reptilian overlords in his 1999 book entitled The Biggest Secret. Canaanitis, evidence of ancient Egypt in the Grand Canyon. Is there within the Grand Canyon an enigmatic system of tunnels that's evidence of ancient Egyptian voyage to America? Is it bogus, or is the truth most likely somewhere in between? Philip Coppens reports. As we said, April 5th, 1909, the front page of the Arizona Gazette reported the archaeological exposition in the heart of the Grand Canyon funded by the Smithsonian Institute, and it resulted in the discovery of the Egyptian artifacts. And April 5th is close to April 1, but then not quite, so perhaps the story could be true. Nothing since has been heard of this discovery, and today over 5 million tourists visit the Grand Canyon every year. We would thus expect that if anything was hidden in the canyons, it would thus since long have been uncovered. Of course, they didn't go digging inside any area. However, most tourists only spend about 3 hours at a time at the canyon, usually visiting the legendary South Rim View, about 89 miles, where most of the best and oldest tourist facilities are located. And also, some have said that the entire discovery has since become the center of a major cover-up, apparently in the form an effort to maintain the old status quo, which is that the ancient Egyptians never ventured outside of the tranquil waters of the Nile River. Now, we have to, again, remind everyone what the word Egypt means. Egypt, in Greek, we remember that they had basically one alphabet and one language at that time, and it was Greek, ancient Greek. They have the ancient Greek alphabet, the Paleo alphabet, and the Greek alphabet goes Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta. It's also the same with the Aramaic alphabet, Aleph, Beta, Gamma, Delta. The Aramaic alphabet had the same symbols and letters, and even names of the letters were the same as the ancient Greek. And also, Hebrew linguists have written a book over 900 pages long entitled Hebrew is Greek with a Mask on. Now, going back to what Egypt means. Egypt means in Greek, Aegyptos. The word is Aegypt, meaning it's a compound word, A for Aegean, and Ypt meaning flight. So the Egyptians were in fact people that would be able to fly in the atmosphere. It's not just that they had boats or chariots, they had air chariots, they had aircraft. And it could have been very likely if they had aircraft, because we have it in the name, the compound name of Egypt, Aegyptos, meaning that it would very, very regularly be flying over the Aegean Sea. So they had aircraft, and with these aircraft, although the Grand Canyon is half a world away from Egypt, and we don't know what kind of fuel they used or how quickly they did travel, but the name states that they had something to do with flight. Now, going back to the Grand Canyon, the original story of 1909 goes that the team found an underground network of tunnels high above the Colorado River containing various ancient artifacts, statues, and even mummies. A major discovery, no doubt about it. Impossible to slip off the archaeological radar. However, the Smithsonian Institute will report that it has no records on the subject, even though it has artifacts from the Kincaid Tunnel, and these artifacts look totally, totally Egyptian. So, what happened? To find out, there's only one guide, the article itself. Though the article was anonymous, it did identify some of the archaeologists involved under the direction of Professor Jordan with Smithsonian-backed adventurer G.E. Kincaid, who then relates the findings. The thing is that the story gets weirder when the Smithsonian stated that it had no Kincaid or Jordan on record. In one inquiry from 2000, the institution replied, the Smithsonian Institute has received many questions concerning the article April 5th, 9009 Phoenix Gazette about Kincaid and his discovery of Great Underground Citadel in the Grand Canyon, hewn by an ancient race of Oriental origin, possibly from Egypt. The Smithsonian's Department of Anthropology has searched its files without finding any mention of a Professor Jordan Kincaid or a lost Egyptian civilization in Arizona. Nevertheless, the story continues to be repeated in books and articles. There is room for a cover-up, of course, as some have argued. The files do not necessarily have to set within that department and the reference to the Phoenix Gazette, rather than Arizona Gazette, could be a simple error or an escape valve that is so often present in official replies engineered to debunk. Stories like the CIA Division X has no record often means that Division Y is the one who has that record. So there is no Professor Jordan, and Kincaid himself was more than difficult to pin down, but on March 12th of that same year, the Gazette had reported on an earlier phase of Kincaid's adventure. G.E. Kincaid reaches Yuma, it said, Wyoming, down the entire course of the Colorado River, where he's the second man to make his journey and came along in a small skiff, stopping at his pleasure to investigate the surrounding country. He left Green River in October, having a small covered boat with oars and carrying a fine camera, with which he secured over 700 views of the river and canyons, which were unsurpassed. Mr. Kincaid said one of the most interesting features of the trip was passing through the sluiceways at Laguna Dam. He made his perilous passage with only the loss of an oar. An account is factually enough, it seems, to do just that fact. The article concludes, quote, some interesting archaeological discoveries were unearthed, and together the trip was of such interest that he will repeat it next winter with a company of friends. Less than a month later, the same newspaper seems to conclude their story where they had left it off. Kincaid was now talking about his interesting archaeological discoveries, which consisted out of a series of tunnels and passages, the crisscross chamber near the entrance containing a statue. Quote, the idol almost resembles a Buddha, though the scientists are not certain as to what religion worship it represents. taking into consideration everything found thus far, it's possible that the worship most resembles the ancient people of Tibet. He also stated that he had found an unknown gray material resembling platinum, as well as a tiny carved heads scattered on the floor. Urns bore mysterious hieroglyphs, and the key to which the Smithsonian Institute hopes yet to discover. In another room, he found mummies. Some of the mummies are covered with clay and all are wrapped in dark fabric. Again, the account is quite factual. Idols resembling Buddha rather than our Buddha. The worship resembles that of Tibet and not is. Kincaid is trying to use analogous to explain his discovery, analogs, analogies. It is the anonymous author of the article who makes the connection with ancient Egypt and lets his mind flow to one of the biggest discoveries of the time. Still, the newspaper apparently never followed up the story. More on these ancient Egyptian artifacts of the Grand Canyon in upcoming videos. This is from Philip Coppens, Egyptian Canyon.
Okay, so the reason why I wanted to play that one is a bunch of different things, but because very few talk about the 1905 article out of Arizona that said yes, these artifacts have been found. I would say that these artifacts haven't been found, is that they've actually been hidden from people. And because the deception of everything has to be maintained, the story of what we get every day in school is the actual story that the system needs to be able to maintain control over people. You know, if you look at the Omets, if you look at Queen Khalifia, all of this area without the prison walls known as borders were inhabited and developed. And the residency and the sharing of the land and living and the cultural ties were all here. The so-called black people have always been here, not by the story. Whenever someone says that you're from Africa and everything else, you got to really ask, why are they saying that? What's the proof? Where are they getting that from? And I'm going to tell you what they're going to say. Easy. Well, history says that. Every black person is from Africa. And see, by doing that, what does that do? That separates you, and it allows for you to lose the truth. And when you lose the truth, you'll fall for any lie.
Dave, my add to
you'll fall for any lie. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah. Let me just put it out there. I have always believed, Van Sertima's work shows how how people from Africa traveled the world and populated the world, but not going that deep into it. There is actual proof that Africans were sold in Africa by Africans to Europeans who then took them to South America, the Caribbean, in here. They kept extensive records. You can also find, they have found the wreckage of these slave ships. They have the slave ship manifest with the number of human beings they had as cargo. So, but this is something that I feel like we should not allow. We should not allow this to divide us as a people here.
No.
I don't put a lot of stock into, I'm not concerned about where my Afro ancestors was from, because I'm tied to this land in so many different ways. I was born here, I'm going to die here, hopefully, and be buried here and return to the land. So, but, I mean, why can't we accept that some Africans were brought here? And it really wasn't that many.
Mm-hmm.
It was only a little over 100,000. The millions that people talk about were actually bred and born right here, okay? Because the transatlantic slave trade was eventually outlawed and stopped. And so most of the enslaved population was born and bred right here. So I'm just trying to say to people, because I hear this debate among people, that both are right. That quote unquote black people are indigenous to this land, and quote unquote black people were brought from Africa in the holds of slave ships. This is just too much evidence of that. But I was glad to hear that clip, man, and I hope that you can share that clip in BTR community, because you know that's information that you won't necessarily get on the History Channel or something like that. You know, they will continue to hide this type of information. But even here in North Carolina, you know, they talked about the mounds and finding you know, artifacts that are very similar to artifacts you'll find over on the continent of Africa. So, you know, I just want people, it's not something we should argue about, but I just say both are right.
No.
There's evidence to suggest that both are right. Yes, Africans were brought here. I don't think you could get entire African nations to participate in a conspiracy that requires them to set up museums on the slave ports and issue apologies for their role in it. I just, and to fabricate some ships on the bottom of the ocean that they find and stuff. So I just say both are correct. Black people are indigenous to the entire planet, but other
right, Scotty.
People were enslaved, and like, you know, like I hear other people say, they enslave indigenous black people too.
Yep.
That's all I wanted to add.
Exactly. No, and it's really important, because the whole thing that I want to, and Brother Davis is there, we're going to go to Brother Davis in a minute. See, the thing is that we have to start to resonate within our own energy and not what the system always produces, and allow it to send us on a wild goose chase that always leads to the same prism that we've always been in. And the whole planet is one living being. Man has separated it. Man has caused for this section belongs here, because man has taken ownership over, and they try to perpetuate dominion over. Not only were, you know, people throughout the world subjugated enslaved people. It wasn't just one group of people that did this to this. This is a trait. This is a fallacy and a flaw of many, and it can be taught. This low frequency can be taught to people, and it can be something that people decide to do. I don't care who you are, you're capable of everything that's benevolent and everything that's malevolent. So when we look at the truth of it all, is that first we have to come to the realization that everything that we've been told has been a lie. So now reconstructing a truth is very, very important. And the key to reconstructing a truth is that you first have to get you and those that resonate with you in a position that you have sovereignty and self-determination, so that the Grand Canyon can't be a national monument, and California can't, in different areas of California, Nevada and everything else, are designated as national monuments and wildlife and everything else. So you can't go in there to find the truth. Because the thing about the truth is that it's so vast and so large, they can't just erase it and take it out. So what do they have to do? They got to keep you from going in. And this is global. This is not just here. It's everywhere. So we're getting ready. How much time we got? We got Brother Davis is there. Brother Davis, if you wanted to chime in, go ahead, and then we're going to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, I can't see you, so you're going to have to be able to say excuse me and then jump in. Brother Braggs also jump in a little bit. So we're going to go to Brother Davis, and we may have to extend it to after the break with Brother Davis as well. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando, brother. What's going on?
Hey, brother. Excellent show, man. Can you hear me?
Yes. We got you now, Brother Davis. It was a little shaky in the first. Now we can hear you clear now.
It's an excellent show, man. It's getting off to a great start. First of all, we got to understand this. There's a book out by Dr. I.M. Hotep, Michael I.M. Hotep. and he speaks about, I mean, David, I'm sorry, yeah. He speaks about the Africans that traveled the world long before the print of the Europeans ever came into being. So when it comes to talking about this land here, they're trying to do what they always did. They're trying to claim it.
Right.
But
right.
Archaeologically, it's already been proved over and over again in every continent of the world that there was a black human print that's being faced long before history was recorded. And a lot, we have to understand this. They want you to believe that you came, all came over here as slaves. No, the one thing that we know is without a doubt is that as black people, we are the direct DNA descendants of the first chosen by God to place on the earth. We know that. See, so we can't allow them to control the debate. In reality, they know they don't have a history to stand on. So what they stand on is what they regularly use: weaponry, lies, and deception. And the sad part about it is that we allow ourselves to be victimized by it because the largest number of Americans submit to it. And when I say the largest number of Americans submit to it, I mean that they just give in to whatever the status quo says. Look at the perfect example of that is the Federal Reserve Act, and there's no tax law. So this has been perpetual since their arrival. The only reason why black people have not had a print as negative as Europeans' print is because we came in peace and did trade all over the world and was respected so much we were embraced on every continent that we approached. So people have to understand, we can't argue over the trivial crap no more. If we're going to make a difference, we're going to have to stay focused on the one thing, main feature. You literally stole everything that you have, and history has already shown that to be true. They're just trying to change it as usual. So, I mean, everybody might have a different issue, and I'm talking about from a plethora of angles, but the truth does not change. And regardless of what they do, they can't change it. That's why they try to hide so much. That's why they try to utilize money to manipulate other countries to do the same thing. Because they have to understand, they're allowing them to connect into this structure called white supremacy. I just wanted to add that, man. Let me get back in the room and continue to listen. I appreciate the courtesy.
Man, great, great, great call as always, Brother Davis. Great show yesterday. Greatly appreciate you. So true. Listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Dando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, jump in on the conversation. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit **. Say excuse me if you have a comment or a question that you would like to raise, because your overall energy is the most important thing, which you do with it, and we absolutely appreciate and treasure it here. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Brother Bragg, get ready to jump in.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And the reason why this should be a part of our overall conversation, so that we can re-energize ourselves to realizing that there's a truth that we have to know and we have to live by and uphold, so that the lies won't be lived by, upheld, and maintain the overall paradigm in which we already live by.
if we do nothing about our overall individual and collective situation, it will not change. And so I think for us to question everything brings about the most important thing, because the question is more important than the answer, because it gets you closer to different forms of the truth. And the forms of the truth is not, it doesn't discriminate itself to any particular individual or people. The truth is a living entity among itself, in my opinion. So I think it's probably, and the truth is what the great creator, the energy that the great creator has put for sustainability. That's how I see it, and I think it should be upheld by us. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. And by us realizing and seeing that everything that we have is already yours, now it's incumbent upon us to be good stewards of what it is that we've been given. It's just as if, as a parent or as a friend, if someone that you love gives you something that you truly appreciate, you take good care of it. You take good care of it. And in doing that, that because what is given to you is a measure of the concern and the affection and the frequency of life that was given to you as a gift. And in today's society, because of the directions that we always get pushed into, is for us to actually perform idol worship, think that we need this person is better than that person, this group is more relevant than this one, this group is smarter than this one, this one is more necessary than another, when in actuality everyone has incredible talents and abilities that we all should be gaining from, first and primarily from the individual themselves first. And that's what this system, we have been moved into we've been decentralized. We've been completely decentralized from our, what I would say, our natural capabilities, to where it's been harvested and corralled to be used as an asset of someone else. That's where we fall into major, major, major problems here in our overall living condition. So, everywhere, there is no such thing as America. It is a fictitious entity that only lives because someone gives energy to make it prevalent. There is no such thing as that. It is something that was created by individuals, and it has to be maintained for it to have any relevance by individuals. It is not a living entity, and because it's not a living entity, it has no frequency. It has no sustainability. You do. So, I didn't know, Brother Bragg, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead, Brother Bragg. You know, you and I talk about, you know, a lot that, you know, we're standing on our own stuff in our own indigenous land or our original settlement, because we are able to traverse the whole living planet. Because it is a great, wonderful paradise that we all can engage in. But go ahead, Brother Brad.
Now, Dave, I'm gonna take you in a whole different direction, because you know what? You know I'm wild like that. We have conversations, so people don't know how me and you hook up. We hook up differently. But check this out. I'm in this land in this book, the Lost Continent of Mu. I just want you to hear some things, and I'm gonna show you some things. It's parallels, and when I say parallels, some of the things. Remember, everything is deception. Everything you think you know, you don't know jack. So if you're not operating from that premise, you can't learn. So you gotta wipe the slate. You got to wipe the slate clean. Everything that you've been taught is bull squabbled. From the Pilgrims, I don't know if they still teach that stuff. When I was a kid, when Thanksgiving came, we was coloring Pilgrims with black hats with buckles on their boots. And the Puritans, they tell you how godly they was and this and that. And then when they came to this land, the first thing they did was wipe out the indigenous that looked like us. Now, I debated because I got a lot of resources, and I got some old books, but the way that they word it, it's hard to understand, so I didn't want to read from them. But so I came to this modern book. I got books from the 1500s before these people started changing things. And if you go into these old books will blow your mind because they tell you the people out here that were here, they were Hebrews. Hear what I'm saying? You got to get into old texts. You got to get out the Cromwell, Oliver Cromwell books. Oliver Cromwell whitewashed and he killed the indigenous Irishmen. He sent them into slavery. They look like you and me. Once they get rid of you, they take your name, they take your land, they take your culture. Understand that. Do your research and you'll see this. Everywhere that they came that you and I were, once they wiped you out, they took your culture, your ways. Now, let's talk about proxies. You got a whole bunch of different people in America calling themselves natives and all these different things, but they came from Europe. They came from the steppes. They came from Siberia. So that doesn't make them indigenous. They're native, and it's a difference. Just like if you're a citizen, that means you belong to the government. So watch what you say.
Right.
And I hope I'm not sounding aggressive, but I'm just getting...
Brother Bragg, you be you. Everybody else always wants to be themselves. You be you.
And this is my passion. This is where I go hard. Because, see, we got to understand, and I had this conversation with some of my elders, and I had to be very respectful in how I talked to them. And I always try to be respectful. And above all, I want you to know that I'm humble, but I'm passionate. Because this, you need to be passionate about. You got people that's taking your birthright. People that have no entitlement to your birthright, and they stealing from under your feet because they miseducated you about who you were, what you were, and where you came from. You have to take it upon yourself. Nobody's going to hand you the keys to the castle. You want the keys to the castle, you got to earn that. So you got to do the due diligence. Now, I'm just going to take you in a different direction because this is how I roll. I read anything, and believe this, when you read anything, you're going to learn a lot of different things, just coincidental learning. That's why I read anything. I'm just a junk reader.
Very true.
So, now this is from the Lost Continent of Mu, James Churchwell, The New Introduction by David Hatcher Childress. And this is the second chapter of The Lost Continent. Just walk with me. I'm just going to do a couple quick pages. And then, if you go through this book, all the symbols, most of the symbolism in this book, the indigenous symbolism from here is mirrored in all around the world. But I'm telling you that you stand on the motherland and that you are part of the mother continent. You are. You and I. Copper colored brothers. Now, I got nothing against Africans. But remember this. If you were an African, they would have came and got you a long time ago. They're watching people kill you. If you was a person from their nation, they would have came and protected you. But you're not from their nation. You're from this nation, this land you stand on, what you're standing on. People don't take it seriously. Just imagine these people picking you up right now and dropping you in the middle of Africa. What in the world are you going to do in Africa? Tell me that. And remember this too, because people don't even see this. Everybody around the world follows you. So if Africa was the motherland, why would they be following you over here? This has always been the way it was, because you in Egypt. But that's another story. You ain't got to believe me. Your research, start researching, you're gonna fall in there just like me. But I just want to read this to you right quick. The record of destruction of Mu, the motherland of man, is a strange one indeed. From it we learn how the mystery of the white races in the South Sea Islands may be solved, and how great civilization flourished in mid-Pacific and then was completely obliterated in almost a single night. A few decades ago, science would have been very doubtful about the possibility of the former existence in the Pacific Ocean of a huge continent such as Mu. But since then, records have come to light and comparisons have been made which prove that such a land did at one time exist. The proofs are of several types. First, as I have already explained in the opening chapter, there are sacred tablets found in Indian temple and deciphered with the aid of a learned priest. These tablets gave me the first hint about Mu and sent me on a worldwide search. They had been written by Knuckles, either in Burma or in the motherland. They told how the, and the motherland is the Latin, just so, you know, okay. Excuse me, train of thought. They had been written by the Knuckles, either in Burma or in the motherland. They told how the Knuckles had originally come from the motherland, the land in the center of the Pacific. They also told the story of the creation of man and his advent in this land. Records of later date written in Mayax, Egypt, and India tell and describe the destruction of the land of Mu, when the earth's crust was broken up by earthquakes and sank into the fiery abyss. Then the waters of the Pacific rolled in over her, leaving only water where once was a mighty civilization. Second, there is confirmation of Mu in other ancient manuscripts, including such as the classic as the Hindu epic Ramayana, written by the sage and historian Valmiki, from dictation of Narayana, high priest of the Rishi temple of Ahodaya, who read the ancient temple records to him. In one place, Valmiki mentions the Knuckles as coming to Burma from the land of their birth in the east. Remember, in the east, you bury people in the east. They always pay homage to the east. This is because of the land of Mu. Okay, let me continue. Who read the ancient temple records to him. In one place, Valmiki mentions the Knuckles is coming to Burma from the land of their birth in the east, that is, in the direction of the Pacific Ocean. Another document confirming the story of the sacred tablets and Valmiki is the Tirano manuscript, now in the British Museum. This is an ancient Maya book written in Yucatan. It speaks of the land of Mu, using for Mu the same symbols we find in India, Burma, and Egypt. Another reference in the Codex Cortelius, a Maya book of about the same age as Taranto manuscript. Then there's the Lhasa records. Lhasa. L-H-A-S-A. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Records with hundreds of others from Egypt, Greece, Central America, Mexico, and the cliff writings in our Western states. Now listen to what I said. And the cliff writings in our Western states. Third, there are existing ruins which by their location and symbols that decorate them tell of the lost continent of Mu, motherland of man. On some of the South Sea islands, notably Easter, Mangaia, Tongo, Tuba, Panapi, and Lodori, or Mariana Islands, there stand today vestiges of old stone temples and other lithic remains that take us back to the time of Mu. At Exmouth in Yucatan, a ruined temple bears inscriptions commemorative of the lands of the West, whence we came, and the striking Mexican pyramid southwest of Mexico. And I'm telling you, those first Mexicans, they look like you and me too. Monument to the destruction of these lands. Yes, sir. Lands of the West. Fourth, there's the University of certain old symbols and customs discovered in Egypt, Burma, India, Japan, China, South Sea Islands, Central America, South America, and some of the North American Indian tribes, the other seats of ancient civilizations. These symbols and customs are so identical and certain, they came from one source only, Mu. With this background, then, we can follow the tale of Mu's destruction. The continent we find was a vast stretch of rolling country extended from north of Hawaii down towards the south. A line between Easter Island and the Fijis formed this southern boundary. It was over 5,000 miles from east to west and over 3,000 miles from north to south. The continent consisted of three areas of land divided from each other by narrow channels or seas. Basing my description on the records shown in chapters 4 and 5, I shall try to picture her as she was, back far back into the very remote times. Now remember, all of these ancient places, when these people came over here, Columbus and his, the Portuguese and all these barbarians came over here, they had great cities that were just like the cities in Italy, where they drive the boats in Naples. They had cities running all through the Americas just like that. They lived in stone houses.
Hey, Brother Braggs.
I told you some stuff a few. Yes, sir.
Yes, if the listeners will just type in a search engine, Mississippian culture, and you will find some maps marking where these cities were. And really, these Europeans came over here and just built on top of what was already here. They tried to make it seem like it was no civilization here. There was no infrastructure here.
This was great. This was greater than anything they had ever seen. They came in as vandals and barbarians and destroyed everything purposely. Look, I'm telling you, you're standing in the Holy Land. When you guys start doing your research, it's going to blow your mind. It blew mine when I first found it. Now, I've been screaming the same thing for years now, but people don't pay attention to men that look like me. We don't read. We don't know anything. But that's all right. I can live with that.
You know,
man, I'm telling you. Go ahead, man.
What's so powerful about this is that the truth is really the key to seeding. You want your seed to be a truthful seed, because if it's not a truthful seed, it will be a deceptive seed that will bring a fruit of poison, of destruction. And what we've been taught and what we've been actually given is deception and lies that is bringing about the overall ramifications and consequences of a poison within the people. Just imagine if you get bad direction. Let's say you need to get from one part of town to another part of town, and you're not familiar with that town. And you get bad direction. And the bad directions are given to you purposely to send you into the most dangerous and most violent neighborhood. See, immediately you already come up with an impression as to where you would go. But just think about it. Yeah, exactly. Got you lost, and then what do? You have to assimilate yourself in that bad neighborhood. And by doing that, you get further and further into it, and you learn to be just as evil as that neighborhood that you got to protect yourself within. When you could have been given the truthful direction as to where your purpose and destiny was, and if you had gone there, you would have never known the taste of poison. How sweet it is. Because poison is always sweet. So,
Remember this. When Columbus was coming over here, go check Columbus's records. Columbus was coming to the Holy Land. This is the land of milk and honey. See, the whole thing, as they steal your birthright and they mislead you and send you to Africa, back to Africa was a movement. I posted some stuff on Tando. Y'all gonna take a look at the stuff I posted today. I put some pictures up there. They show them in Egypt building a sphinx out of blocks and whatnot. I just want you to see how far deception goes. Listen, believe nothing that you see and only what you research for yourself. Don't even believe me. Do your own due diligence.
Right.
Don't believe me at all. I'm saying get down like I get down. Get in there, and look, guess what? When you come away, you'll come away a little dusty, because a lot of things that you're gonna find out is gonna shake you. And guess what? It goes along with the territory. But one thing I do, I keep my bearing, as Dave say, don't get lost. When you digging through all this stuff, a lot of it is depressing. But it's depressing and it's fortifying at the same time. Because once you know something, no truth, you can't hide anymore. If you're sticking your head in the sand, that we talking about that dissidence now. And dissidence, you know, you're doing the same thing. If you keep doing the same thing, how are you going to get a different result? If you keep thinking the same way, how are you going to change the dichotomy of your matter of fact in your manifestation? If you've been doing negative things and all you're getting is negative results, why wouldn't you cultivate a positive seed, a positive ideal, and manifest that in the place of the negative? But see, this society we live in, they got people all turned upside down. Our society teaches you to be rude, vulgar, you know, not be kind to each other. One of the main things in our community, because we have internalized all of the nonsense of the beast when we used to be the salt of the earth. As when I grew up, anybody, if they mentioned people look like you and me, they knew we were the best people. They knew that. Now, we had bad people, but 95% of the people were solid. People are so full of this poison food and poison ideals, women wearing all these different wigs. And I'm telling you, if you want to see our women act badly, let them get these blonde wigs and these long wigs on. Man, they act so bad. And this is just a manifestation because they're following the other culture, and the other culture don't mean them no good. I was telling my guy today, we out here playing, and ain't nobody playing with us. Ain't nobody playing with us. They poisoning you, your water, your food, but we won't sit down and read and find out what they're doing. Vaccinations, they putting, in my house, I sit outside almost all day now because I got the water meter in here and the other meter, and I can feel it. I can feel it in my head. Back to the book. Dad, you still there, man?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know
that's
what?
Smart
I'm,
music,
I'm getting heated up thinking about these smart music. I don't even want to go there. We on a whole different tangent, man. But
see, you resonate in a different way, so it doesn't have an effect on you. It doesn't. See, I like to put it this way, Brother Bagging, for our listeners. one of the most important objectives, priority number one, is to get the sleeping giant to stay
awakened,
comfortably asleep. Because if they ever know who they truly are and what they're capable of doing, they just might do it. And there is no defense against that.
NASA, you know what you made me think of?
They'd be like, Houston, we have a problem. Go ahead, bro.
Now, Dave, you know what we was talking about earlier. If these brothers ever wake up and start reading the stuff we was talking about earlier today and find out that they rich.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about now, right?
Yeah, look,
it's
of course.
It's a whole other world out here. And you got to open these doors, man, and just study everything. Look at everything. Turn that TV off. That TV has no qualities that can redeem you. It's nothing in that TV that can help you. Nothing. It's all a program. And you're watching your programs being programmed every day. And I'm not knocking nobody. If that's what you do, do it. But there's a consequence to that. You know, I was out with some people, and we were just talking about food and whatnot, and then we watching people walk by. Look, I used to be 286 pounds. My stomach was like, I'll say, 15 inches over my shoes. I'm 5'8", so that made me a pretty portly, pretty big dude. But when I flipped on everybody, I started reading about this food, about the water. You know, the fluoride they put in the water is industrial waste, right? So they put industrial waste in our water and drink it. So then all the food you're getting, they're putting it in aluminum foil. Aluminum has an effect on you. Everything that, look, the dish and washer, the soap you use, look it up. It's no good because it's got a poison in it. The hand cleaners, the antibacterial, it's got a thing in there that messes you up. Man, everything that they do, look, I don't use soap. I don't use deodorant. I don't use toothpaste. You're probably going to say he's crazy. He stinks. No, I don't stink. I use limes under my arm. That's why I use limes under my arm. And in my mouth, I use turmeric and coconut oil. That's what I brush my teeth with. Now, it don't taste good. I probably could put something in there, but I'm that hardcore. I deal with that taste. You know what I'm saying? But this is how studying stuff. Look, I used to be a savage. Man, I was a hamburger steak eating man. People be like, you're not, man. They look, I'm about $165, so when people see me now, are you all right? Now, when I was, man, about to fall out on a diabetic on 5 different medications, nobody didn't ask me nothing. When I was ready to die, when my foot was halfway down in that grave, nobody didn't ask me nothing. But I changed everything. I don't eat, man, you don't have no drink? No, I don't drink beer. I don't drink whiskey. No, I don't do none of that. But it's cool if you want to do it. I indulge, you know what I'm saying? I don't judge. But remember, alcohol consumes the mind and the body. Look it up. Pull that adamant up. Look it up. It ain't no joke. Alcohol is witchcraft. It's magic. It's a spirit.
Yep, so true. They tell you that's what they call it. The spirit.
Hey.
It puts that outside entity. And
yes,
takes
sir.
You outside of yourself. And so it's so true. Listen,
when you're drinking it, it's a portal to spirit. I'm sorry. And when you're drinking it, it's a portal to spirits. Because it leaves you wide open dimensionally. Because it's messing with your soul. Well, that's another conversation for another time.
So true. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And I, you know, for me, and once again, remember, hit star, I won't see you in the queue. You just have to say, excuse me, and we'll bring you up.
Hey, Dave, let me finish this thought, man.
Okay.
Okay. Because I wanted to take you into the ancient civilization, and I was almost there. Here we go. American, some North American Indian tribes, and others. Seats of ancient civilization, the symbols and customs are so identical, it is certain that they came from the same source, Mu. With the background, then, we must follow the tales of Mu destruction. Over the cool rivers, gaudy winged butterflies hovered in the shade of the trees, raising and falling fairy-like moves, as if to view their painted beauty in nature's mirror. Darting hither and thither, okay, that's all of that's fluff. The great continent was teeming with gay and happy life. Over 64,000 human beings reigned supreme. All this life was rejoicing in luxury and Luffing home, broad, smooth roads ran in all directions, like spider's web, the stones with which they were made being so perfectly matched that the grasses could not grow between them. At the time narrated, the 64 million people were made up of 10 tribes of peoples. Listen to what I'm saying. Each distinct from the other, but all under one government. Many generate one world government. I'm just filling you in as I go, because at the same time, at the time narrated, 64 million made up of 10 tribes, many generations before the people had selected a king and added the prefix Ra to his name. This is in Mu now. And added the prefix Ra to his name. He then became the heretical head and emperor under the name Ra-Mu. Ra-Mu. The empire received the name Empire of the Sun. That's where the British got it from. The sun never sets on the British Empire. All followed the same religion, a worship of the deity through symbols. All believed in the immortality of the soul, which soul eventually returned to the greater source whence it came. So great was their reverence for the deity, they never spoke his name, and in prayer and supplication addressed him always through a symbol. Ra, the sun, was used as a collective symbol for all his attributes. As high priest, Ra-Mu was representative of the deity and religious teaching. It was thoroughly taught and understood that Ra-Mu was not to be worshipped, as he was only representative. At the time, the people of Mu were highly civilized and enlightened. There was no savagery on the face of the earth, nor had there ever been, since all the peoples on earth were children of Mu and under the suzerainty of the motherland. The dominant race in the land of Mu were the white race. Now remember, in the old world, white was black and black was white. You hear what I'm saying? Black was white was black, because they got things turned upside down. Exceedingly handsome people with clear white or olive skin, large, soft, dark eyes, straight black hair. Besides this white race, there were other races, people with yellow, brown, or black skins. They, however, did not dominate. These ancient inhabitants of Mu were great navigators and sailors. Listen, great navigators and sailors who took their ships over the world from the eastern to the western oceans and from northern to southern seas. They were also learned architects, building great empires and palaces of stone. They carved up and set great monoliths and monuments. In the land of Mu, there flourished seven great principles, cities, the seats of religion, science, and learning. There were many other large cities, towns, and villages scattered throughout the three lands. Why do you think they won America? Many cities were built at or near the mouths of great rivers, these being the seats of trade and commerce, whence ships passed to and from all parts of the world. The land of Mu was the mother and the center of the earth's civilization, learning, trade, and commerce. All other countries throughout the world were her colonies or colonial empires. According to records, inscriptions, and traditions, man's advent on earth was in the land of Mu, and this account, the name land of Kui, was added to that of Mu. Great carved stone temples without roof, sometimes called transparent temples, adorned the cities, the rooflessness being to permit the rays of Ra to fall on the heads of those in supplication and prayer, a symbol of acknowledgement by the deity. The wealthy classes adorned themselves in fine raiment with many jewels and precious stones. They live in imposing palaces attended by servants. Colonies had been started in all parts of earth. Being great navigators, their ships were constantly carrying passes and merchandise to and from various colonies. What were you saying about them flying, man? On cool evenings, you might be seen pleasure ships filled with gorgeously dressed, jewel-bedecked men and women. Their long sweeps with which these ships were supplied gave a musical rhythm to the song and laughter of the happy passengers. While the great land was thus in its zenith, center of the earth's civilization, learning, trade, and commerce, with great stone temples being erected and huge statues and monoliths set up, she received a rude shock. A fearful visitation overtook her, rumblings from the bowels of the earth.
Brother Bragg, hold on. Wait, because it's too important. Hold on right there. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, you're going to pick up right from there. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Why is this all relevant? Because you're relevant. And when we continue to ignore the truth, we become irrelevant. Very, very important. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Yeah.
later.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we have a live show for you today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation with us, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit star, say excuse me, we'll hear you, and we'll definitely bring you up. We're going to jump back with Brother Bragg, and then we're going to just talk about, and then why is this so relevant, and what are some of the things that are obtainable by us all individually and collectively. So, and I think that's really important, because the solving of issues is more important than recognizing them. So we're going to... go ahead and go back to Brother Bragg, then we'll pick up the show from there. Go ahead, Brother Bragg.
Ready? Where was I? I was rumblings from the bowels of the earth, followed by earthquakes and volcanic outbursts, shook up southern parts along the southern shores. Great cataclysmic waves from the ocean rolled in over the land, and many fair cities went down to destruction. The volcanoes belched out their fire, smoke, and lava. The country being flat, the lava did not run, but piled up, forming cones, which subsequently became igneous rocks and are to be seen today on some of the southern islands. Eventually, volcanic working ceased. The volcanoes died out and have since remained silent. After the cessation of these volcanic workings, the people of the land of Mu gradually overcame their fright. The ruined cities were rebuilt and trade and commerce were resumed, many generations after this visitation. And when the phenomenon had become past history, Mu again became the victim of earthquakes. The whole continent heaved and rolled like the ocean wave. The land trembled and shook like the leaves of a tree in a storm. Temples and palaces came to the ground, and monuments and statues were overturned. The cities were heaps of ruins. As the land rose and fell, quivered and shook, the fires of the underneath burst forth, piercing the clouds and roaring flames 3 miles in diameter. They were met by lightning shafts which filled the heavens. A thick black pile of smoke overshadowed the land. Huge cataclysmic waves rolled. Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Tongue tore up. Waves rolled in over the shores and extended themselves over the plains. Cities and all things living went down to destruction before them. Agonizing cries of the multitude filled the air. The people sought after refuge in temples and citadels, only to be driven out by fire and smoke. And women and the men in their shining garments and precious stones cried out, "Mu, save us!" After the setting sun showed itself on the horizon beneath the pall of smoke and overhung the whole land, it was like a ball of fire, red and angry looking. When it had sunk below the horizon, intense darkness prevailed, relieved only by lightning flashes. During the night, Mu was torn asunder and rent to pieces. With thunderous roaring and doom, land sank. Down, 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 she went into the mouth of hell. Look, and these are Taranto Manuscript Codex Cornelius. These are where you can find this at. The Taranto Manuscript, the Hawaii Nafusu, and others. Greek record, Lhasa records, Codex Cornelius, and Taranto Manuscript. Mu, the motherland of man. Okay. As the broken land fell into the great abyss of fire, a flame shot up around and enveloped her. The flames claimed their victim. Mu and her 64 million people were sacrificed. As Mu sank into the fiery gulf, another force claimed her, 50 million of square miles of water. From all sides, the huge waves came rolling in. They met where once was the center of the land. Here they seethed and boiled. Mu, the motherland of man, with all her proud cities, her temples and palaces, her art, science, learning, was now a dream of the past. Blanket of water was her burial shroud. The continent's catastrophe was the first step in the destruction of the Earth's first great civilization. For nearly 13,000 years, Mu destruction cast a heavy pall over the greater part of Earth. The pall is being lifted, but many spots still lie uncovered. When the continent was rent asunder and went down for geological reasons that will still later be explained, ridges and points of land here and there remained above water. They made islands and groups of islands, but were jagged and broken up by the volcanic workings which had occurred beneath them. All these ridges and points were covered on their capacity with humanity escaped
from the sinking land, their land, the motherland of Mu, which now formed the bed of seething, steaming, muddy waters surrounding them. Having swallowed the land with all thereon, the waters rested as if satisfied with their grim work, and these waters are the Pacific Ocean, was ever a name more ironically applied. On the islands in the midst of boiling sea, the remnants of Mu population huddled, waiting for the terrific quakes to abate. They had seen the temples and palaces of their ships and their roads go crashing down, to be swallowed by the ocean. Nearly the entire population had been engulfed by the catastrophe. The few alive, all were left of the motherland of man. Discovered they were destitute. They had nothing, no tools, no clothing, no shelter. Little land, no food around them, hissed and seethed. The boiling waters that had rushed into the center of the fiery pit. Above them, dense clouds of smoke and ashes cut off the friendly light, making an impregnable darkness. Despairing shrieks of the comrades who had perished in chaos still rang in their ears. It was a scene of horror for the survivors, who found themselves facing death by starvation and exposure. A few able to survive the dreadful ordeal, and most of them perished miserably. A portion of these unsubmerged fragments of the lost continent we know today as the South Sea Islands, and some of the inhabitants claim as remote ancestors of people of Mu. After a period of days, the atmosphere was somewhat cleared of the smoke and sulfurous fumes. The sun breaking through the veils of clouds looked down on the scene. The newly formed islands were seen thrown upon men and women. Those who were lucky or unlucky enough to still be alive, pitiful looking beings they must have been, these survivors of the world's greatest catastrophe since the blood of the biblical fame. One can picture some despairingly wringing their hands, others clinging together, dumb and motionless, reason gone, staring with unseen eyes at where had once been a continent, which had become of the fair land. What had become of the fair land? It lay deep beneath the waters of the Pacific, where man had reigned supreme, was now the abode of the fishes, the haunt of uncanny, the creeping things. Seaweeds would grow where flowers had raised their faces on the sun. Coral polyps would build their reefs on the spots where man's busy hands had reared palaces. On the tens of millions that had once swarmed the streets of the vanished cities, only a pitiful handful of human beings remained on the newly formed lands that were otherwise barren of all life. All the worse, what remained for them? Nothing except slow starvation. They were crowded together on teeny specks of land thousands of miles from the mainland, without boats, ships, or food. Under such circumstances, it may easily be imagined what happened. Many, of course, hopelessly insane, driven mad by sheer horror. Others prayed for death to relieve them from the strain that was intolerable. To exit, one thing alone was left them: to go down into the lowest depths of savagery, and for a time at least live upon one another. Skins of animals, if any remain, and the leaves, of course, foliage must be in future, be their dress, stone, spears, and arrows. Now listen to what they're telling you. Skins of animals, if any remain, and the leaves, of course, foliage must in future be their dress, stone, spears, and arrows must be their weapons of defense and offense. Their cutting tools must be fashioned from flints and shells, but the primary thing was where to get food. No doubt many died from exposure, fright, and hunger. As these died, their bodies became the food of survivors. In this manner began the first cannibalism and savagery. Thus, the survivors of the highest civilization descended to the lowest savage, which has continued on through the ages. One may imagine the loathing and repugnance that these cultured beings must have had for such food, and we may believe that many died before they could force themselves to partake of it. Gradually, however, generation followed generation through the long procession of years. The poor islands sank lower and lower until even traditions of their past, which at first were rigidly kept and handed down to posterity, became dim and at least forgotten. Their former greatness was erased from their minds as completely as the treacherous waters of the Pacific had wiped away Mu. But forgotten though this past is by the islanders, marks have remained among them for future identification, thus carrying out an unvarying law. I have mentioned the veil of darkness was cast over mankind by the destruction of Mu. This I mean as a comparative sense only. The colonial empires for a time carried on the civilization of the motherland, but without her aid, they gradually declined and flickered out. It is from these ashes the new and present civilization arisen, the land of man's advent on earth. That's another chapter.
Now, Brother Bragg, let me just... Yeah, definitely. I'm here. Check this out. This is what I want to add to that. I want you to think about what Brother Bragg's just read. And just from things that I've read and some research that I've done and some things that you can find now, there are structures, large structures, from Alaska to Japan to Channel Islands to down in Los Angeles area, down throughout Central America, down into South America. Large structures that are still there today. And let me just tell you about the Land of Mu. This is so, throughout history, that part of this has been hidden. One of the things which you see with this is that you can see technology was used to shape their land into the ocean. The same technology that was used, in my opinion, in Haiti. Why was this done? There could be various reasons why it was done. One of the reasons that I think it was done, because when you think about these large earthquakes with all the technology that they had, in my opinion, far beyond what we have now, they knew if it was a natural process and a natural way of life, they would have known that their overall infrastructure of over 64 million people would be in a position of disadvantage for it to stay where it is, because it was in a seismic area. How do you create a seismic area? All you got to do is take the lifeblood out of the earth, known as oil, and then she will shake violently. And then this, in my opinion, was some of the ancient HAARP technology, because nuclear war is not new to this planet. Been here for many years. That technology was there. Why would you want to destroy such of these people? Because you learn from them, you take their overall science, you develop a plan of diversion from that, and then once you are able to, because you've been trusted with there is no secret, then all of a sudden you got to have governments that have secrets. Why do governments have secrets? Because they realize that they got to keep stuff from people so they don't know what they're really doing. And then because of that, what would you do? You destroy the one that taught you how to be as prosperous as they are and what you could be, so that you can steal everything. And I think that was what was really happening there. And the scars of that are still in the Pacific Ocean to this day, in California, in Japan, in Alaska, in Central America, all of that, the Califian land, is still there, and it always has been. And I think this is real important because it shows you what you can build when you're sovereign and self-determined.
Let me mess them up a little bit more, Dave. Let me mess everybody's mind up just a little bit more, man. That's why I love these crazy books I read, man, because they put new ideas in your head. You need new ideas. The land of man's advent on earth. In the Land of Mu, we have unquestionably found there where man made his advent upon the earth. Various records conclusively prove that the Land of Mu was the biblical Garden of Eden. Prove that Mu lay to the west of America and to the east of Asia, and therefore in the Pacific Ocean. Data that I have examined also shows that the motherland was in the Pacific Ocean, because much of this data consists of actual remains of vanished continents on parts that were not submerged, that still remain vestiges of temples, traditions, statuary, and sacred symbols. And the written evidence and inscriptions declare that these mementos of a vanished race originated in Mu. The authenticity of the remains is corroborated in every possible manner, by written records, by inscriptions, by customs, by language, and finally by traditions. I have established this by indisputable evidence, and the place where there was a prehistoric civilization, much of the evidence is concretely furnished by stone temples, stone monuments, stone statuary, cut and dressed stone, waiting shipment, and the quarries whence the stone came. In these quarries, unfinished statuary have been found. And as these discoveries have been made in the South Sea Islands, it demonstrates beyond a shadow of a doubt that those islands were once parts of the... Now, just to touch on that, just remember, those what they call those heads in Hawaii, at first they only showed the top of the head, but they found out those statues were like 200 feet tall and whatnot.
Because when they dug down, it was a whole body. It wasn't just a head. It was a whole body. And all those, that's in Hawaii. The records of data based on the supposed age of Toronto manuscript established that the Lanna Mu was in existence up to the very edge of historical time. Existed, that is to say, up to within 12,500 years ago. Taking the islands whereupon remains and traditions have been found, I have sketched a map indicating that Mu was situated in the Pacific Ocean. There is nothing upon which to base either a western or northern coastline. From various records, it would seem that this continent consisted of three separate islands, divided from each other by narrow seas or channels. This is how the people crossed the landmass. But where or how these divisions were made by nature, there is nothing to show, except possibly an Egyptian hieroglyph which represents three long narrow lands running east to west. For various reasons, the principal one being colonization, I think the land ran much farther north and has thus been shown a great Easter Island. That's the place, Easter Island. As the south, that's where, okay, Easter Island, the southwest corner, Toga Tubu, as about southwestern corner. The Ladrones as the northwestern corner. Hawaii is the north and no defined northeastern corner. I have made many large bays and estuaries because records show that the land was low without mountains. As the land was so low and rolling with immense plains, it would have naturally have a coastline similar to that one I have drawn. Both the Toronto manuscript and the Codex Cortesanius refer to the land of Mu as the land of hills or the ridge of earth. The Greek record speaks of plains. I have convinced that all three of the records are correct, because up to the time the continent vanished beneath the Pacific, there were no mountains. The volcanic works were sent Mu beneath the waves were preparatory to mountain raising. So mountains raised out the ocean, okay. Where we find specks of land above water with incontrovertible evidence of continental resources, we are made doubly certain that these specks are parts or remains of a continent. These bits of land are, as I have said, little islands peopled by savages. They are thousands of miles away from any mainland, and is therefore the strongest possible proof, stronger than any record, inscriptions, or tradition, that back in prehistoric time there was a continent, and that continent was peopled by highly civilized human beings. The ancient records and remains on the South Sea Islands show that the man was created a civilized being, but untutored and uncultured. He was created with knowledge of his own soul and believed and worshiped the deity. Israel, but revealed by the presence of certain figures, used as sacred symbols that man generally was at that time in an undeveloped intellectual state and simplicity. Of the first sacred symbol was necessary in order to convey ordinary subjects to his mind. When, however, we find, however,
hold on, hey, Brother Bragg. Touch,
yes, sir.
Hold on. We gotta end the show out. I hate to do it, okay, man, but it's that time, and we're gonna definitely continue with this. This, you know, for me, this is very, very important to build the proper etiquette as to how we should be dictating our lives. We should be recreating what it is that we want to live in, and that becomes by the choices of us all. And it has been done ancestrally in the past, so it can be revisited again once we decide to do something different. And that decision starts right where you are with you today. How you resonate is everything. What it is that you decide that you're going to do and being sovereign and sovereign and self-determining is very, very important. So listen, everyone, coming up right after is going to be CC. She's going to have my man Rick Masters on. Film extraordinaire, film creator extraordinaire. So he's coming on with BIB and Black in Business with the golden voice of Black Talk Radio Network. So stick around for that. And it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Bragg, Brother Davis, all thank you so much for being a part of it all. I truly appreciate you. Much love, much respect. Brother Bragg, if you would, high frequency,
yes, sir.
Chime us out of here. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace.
gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed. Some say because the Americans were desperate to prevent OPEC from transferring oil trading in all its member countries to the euro. Not the case in places like Libya and many of the Gulf states. A gold dinar would have given oil-rich